Time to take a look at sports. I'm Gary Lee. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies were in action over the weekend. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
A great way to end the regular season as the Grizzlies hooked up with State Fair Community College in Sedalia on Saturday night. And it was a great ball game that went overtime. The Grizzlies eventually emerged with a 6-point win by a final of 79-73. Grizzlies fell behind by 10 in the first half and eventually tied the game at halftime at 37. Game tied at 65 at the end of regulation, as State Fair missed a 3-pointer with a chance to win the game at the horn. In the overtime period, the Grizzlies kept the pressure on and eventually win it. They shot 17 out of 24 for the night from the free throw line and 8 out of 13 in the second half, and that helped seal the win. The Grizzlies had three players in double figures, led by Trayon Grant Foster, who had 9 of his 13 in the second half and overtime. Grizzlies got 11 points apiece from Carlos Paul III and Urji Hanami. State Fair got 19 from Elijah Edwards. He was the game's high scorer. So the Grizzlies win the game and finish the regular season winning 2 out of their last 3. They'll play Three Rivers in the play-in game at Poplar Bluff on Tuesday night. Grizzlies win in overtime Saturday at Sedalia, 79-73. With the Grizzlies at State Fair, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Also in action this past weekend, the St. Louis Cardinals. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. No baseball yesterday at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. About an hour and a half before the game, it started raining, let up briefly, and then right around the scheduled game time of 1 o'clock Eastern time, the skies opened.
Well, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes it rains, and that's what happened yesterday for the Cardinals, not able to play the Marlins. They were able, John, to get a lot of work in early. We saw them on the field taking infield, working on base running drills on the backfield, so you get your work in. Not so bad that it rain happens after you've already played 9 or 10 games, which is the case. You don't want the rain to come too early in spring.
The Cardinals are playing Washington at West Palm Beach today with Sonny Gray on the mound. Our next broadcast is Friday night against Washington down at West Palm Beach, 4:55 Central Time for airtime, but then it's all leading up to opening day in L.A.
Well, one thing that's been going very well for the Cardinals is the pitching, third lowest ERA in all of baseball this spring.
No baseball yesterday, a rainout at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida.
Well, the state basketball playoffs are in place for Class 1, 2, and 3 as far as the Final Four goes. And in Class 1, boys making the Final Four, Chadwick, and they'll take on Green City. And then Dadeville plays Bramer in the first round. That'll be played on Friday in Columbia. Class 2 boys, Final Four, South Primiscot versus Hartville, and Salisbury will play Weblow in the first round. That will be played on Wednesday. Class 3 boys, Final Four, Central New Madrid County will play Thayer. Congratulations to the SCA Thayer Bobcats. And then Montgomery County will play Summit Christian Academy. Games will be played on Friday again in Columbia at Mizzou Arena. Girls, Class 2, Final Four, Norwood will play Principia, and Tipton will play Skyline in the first round. That's going to be on Wednesday at Columbia. Class 3 girls, Final Four, Fairgrove will play St. Pius X, and Centralia will play El Dorado Springs in the first round on Friday at Columbia. Mizzou was down 21 to Ole Miss in the first half and got it back to 2-point game with 1:45 to be played, but could not pass Ole Miss as the Tigers lost their 16th straight, 84-78 on Saturday. Sean East led the Missouri Tigers in scoring with 27 points. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.